Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
YouTube, what's going on? Matt Garland here, NMLS number 58700, better known as MG the Mortgage Guy. We are live. We are blessed. Thank God for another day. Welcome back to the channel. Make sure you guys like, comment, share, subscribe, hit that bell for notifications. And Blowing Haze, I see your comment there. Hopefully this channel can make a comeback. Don't call it a comeback, Blowing Haze. We've been here for years. Like, we ain't going nowhere. And while you're at it, man, go to mgbookstore.com. Pick up the latest and greatest books. Third book coming out during InvestFest, August 23rd to August 25th in Atlanta. So make sure you guys get your tickets to InvestFest. Go to investfest.com. Pick up those tickets. Vendor booths are now available. So go to the website if you are a business owner and you want to get a booth. Go to investfest.com and get your booth today. All right. So we got a lot to speak about right now. A lot to speak about. We're going to be on here for a good 30 minutes, 45 minutes. A couple cool things before I get into today's topic, right? And shout out to, first of all, you know the rules. Realtors, real estate professionals, wherever you are, put your city, where you're representing, where you're buying real estate at. Type it in chat. If you're a licensed real estate professional, type it in chat. Whatever market you're working in. Et cetera, et cetera. You guys know the rules. And like Byron said, hit that like button and share, man. Hit that like button and share. A couple quick things before I get into today's topic. Make sure you guys download Rants and Gems on all podcast audio outlets. My Instagram Lives is now becoming a little trend of mine to kind of drop gems in the morning while I'm walking cash. So all the audio will be on the Rants and Gems platform for those lives if you want to catch those replays. I also put it here on YouTube, actual visuals. If you go on the video tab on YouTube, you'll be able to see that. All right, but I'm going to stop doing the YouTube version of this. It's only going to be on Rants and Gems audio. So today we were talking about how to remove your, how to omit your car loan from your debt to income ratio. So that was a quick 10-minute video full of gems. So make sure you go listen to that. A lot of education in there. All right. So let's talk about this. Lots happening today. Worst day for mortgage rates since October 2022. Let me get into sharing my screen. Let me show y'all the rates because this is just like ridiculous. Type yes in chat if you can see my screen. Type yes in chat if you can see my screen. Type yes in chat if you can see my screen. Let me remove me from the excuse me. Let me remove it from it. All right. So we got the 30-year fix. This is crazy right now. So yesterday, trending down. Day before that, we were trending down back into the sixes. And then today what happens, that CPI data comes out. Type in chat CPI. Type in chat CPI. Type in chat CPI. Type in chat CPI. So that CPI data came up, and we're going to go to another article on that in a second. But interest rates shot up today, about 30 basis points from where it was, from where it closed out yesterday. And tomorrow, don't be surprised if we're still feeling the ripples of this tomorrow. We might close out on a national average of 7.5% tomorrow. So the website I'm on, I'm going to put the link in the chat. This is one of my favorite websites. If you follow me, you know I swear by this website. So I want you guys to get acclimated on going here and getting your great mortgage information from Mortgage News Daily, one of my preferred sites that I use, right? Lots of information up here. So for those of you who might be new to my channel, first time seeing something like this, like a rate sheet, right? Let's keep in consideration. This is for single family homes, credit scores above 780, 20% down. So when you see rates posted like this, it's typically that criteria. Now, whether you're going to pay points or not, depends on the lender. Just because I'm showing you what the national average is, it does not mean you will qualify for these rates. It does not mean you will qualify for these rates. But let's call a spade a spade. Today was a brutal day. Tomorrow, I think, is going to be brutal. And with the CPI data coming out, with inflation going up, this might derail our plans if within the next 30 days, we don't see the next CPI report come where it's downtrending back to 3%, right? It's downtrending. So this is not good. Now, for those of you out here trying to get pre-approved, refinance, and you're not locked in right now, you're not locked in, guess what? Your pre-approval is probably not valid no more, especially if you got it like 30 days ago, 45 days ago, when rates were in the mid to high sixes. So whenever I see a sharp increase in interest rates like this, folks, it's time to get those pre-approvals readjusted. For those of you who are watching this live, and whoever's watching this on a replay, as a matter of fact, are you currently pre-approved right now? Type yes or no in chat, please. Type yes or no in chat if you are currently pre-approved. If you are, if you answered yes to that, then you need to update your pre-approval. Update it. Redo your numbers. Because your numbers are probably not the same numbers as they were when you got pre-approved. So that's first things first. And it goes for any type of loan you were getting, whether you're buying a primary residence, a multifamily primary. It doesn't matter if you're doing owner-occupied, investment property, FHA, conventional, VA, DSCR, bank statement loan, whatever the program is that you are currently working with, I advise you, update those pre-approvals. All my realtors, if you can hear my voice, realtors, I know you can't see me, but if you hear my voice right now, get those pre-approvals updated. You don't want to be schlepping Mary Joe and Bob around and they now don't qualify. Shout out to Darnell, who just got pre-approved 2 days ago. Update your pre-approval, Darnell. Update the pre-approval, sir. Update it, please. Because 2 days ain't today. 2 days ago, it ain't today. Completely different time. Okay? So, rates, like I said, skyrocketed. Not skyrocketed. Let me not say that, man. Stop exaggerating. It went up 30 basis points, but it is what it is. There's still deals out here in the streets, ladies and gentlemen. And this, I think, will be something temporary. The market fluctuates. We got to ride the highs and the lows. But this just goes to show you, it's all about timing. It's all about timing. It's hard to time it. You just got to be in motion. When it's your time to lock in, lock in. Don't play the market. That's advice I'm going to give all of you. Whether you're in the market today or you're going to be in the market in a year from now, always remember, when you have the opportunity to lock in your interest rate, lock it. Because yesterday's price is not today's price. Okay? Yesterday's price is not today's price. Shout out to Mickey Fay on the check-in with that. Be clear. Let's be clear. Okay? Be clear. Now, inflation. Inflation, that's CPI. It's one of the main reasons why this happened today. Right? Inflation comes in hotter than expected in March. Boy. Let's see. Let's listen to this video. I wasn't going to listen to this, but listen to this.
Well, today's top story, U.S. stock futures selling off on this hotter than expected March inflation prints. The headline number rising 3.5% over the prior year. The acceleration from February's 3.2% annual gain in prices. Joining us now on this, we've got our very own Alexandra Canal. Hey, Allie.
Hi, guys. Yeah, so it looks like, just like the Fed officials have been telling us, the path down to 2%, it's going to continue to be bumpy. Inflation coming in hotter than expected across the board. We were just talking about our interview with Rafael Bostic. He said if inflation came in at consensus, that would be welcome news. That did not happen here. We saw higher than expected inflation in really key areas like shelter, gas, food at home. These are all areas that consumers, you know, feel day in and day out. When it comes to the future path of interest rates, it looks like that could very well be pushed out. According to Fed futures, just 20% are now anticipating a cut in June. That's down from about 60% that we saw yesterday.
Why?
It looks like, according to this data, that we might not get the first cut until September. We know that Rafael Bostic, he said he expects one cut in the fourth quarter. We'll see if that continues to change here, guys. But all in all, it looks like this is a complicated space for the Fed to be in as they navigate interest rate cuts, as they navigate when and how many cuts they should commit to. But clearly this data, along with that hotter than expected jobs report that we got recently too, it's not great news for the Fed when it comes to the clarity of what they should be doing.
Certainly not. And it's a very tough job that Powell and his team have in front of him. That is for sure.
Man.
We want to talk about the U.S. deal. Now, this is one of the winners amid the sell-off that we're seeing on Wall Street today. The shares up about 1.5%. And President Biden has been hosting Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida. The two are wrapping up a news conference.
Like
they wrapped it up a short time ago. President Biden did reiterate his support for American workers.
CPI,
however, Nippon Steel is waiting to close a deal to acquire U.S. steel. And President Biden didn't go so far as to explicitly call for domestic ownership of the company.
He
has opposed the deal in the past, and he said today, I stand by my commitment
to
American
workers.
Let me
sum this up, long story
short. Kishida, the
what these folks were just saying. Stop sharing my screen. Let me sum this up to you in layman's terms. Shit getting expensive again, basically. It's getting expensive again. And now it's the Fed's maybe cutting rates. Fed funds rates 3 times this year. It might only be twice. That's going to put a damper in my interest rate predictions. But let's see what happens. It is what it is, and it ain't what it ain't. At the end of the day, we can't control the things we can't control, ladies and gentlemen. Inflation reports, prices going up, prices going down. We can only prepared for these things, but we can't control none of this stuff, man. Ultimately, at the end of the day, whether the feds raise rates, lower rates, keeps them the same, we all have to be prepared to execute on whatever our goals are. Because ultimately, people are still going to buy real estate. And I firmly believe once this inflation data comes back in our favor and they actually do start raising rates, I mean, lowering rates, I should say, mortgage rates will follow. And once mortgage rates start getting lower, there'll be more competition for everyone. So while there's fear in the market, people see 7.3, 7.5%, they get scared, they want to wait. This is your opportunity. For those of you who want to buy a house, want to invest in real estate, this is your opportunity. But like I always tell you, make sure you are buying right, because you don't want to get stuck holding the bag. You do not want to get stuck holding the bag. But I ain't going to hold you up. This definitely puts a damper in the Fed's cutting rates three times this year. Now, if this inflation data, Lord, let's not let the inflation data come out the next report with it increasing some more. Forget about it. We might get one rate cut if we're lucky this year. And if that happens, or all interest rate predictions from every industry expert for mortgage rates will be out the window, because there's no way I'm going to see the rates even attempting to get back into the low sixes, let alone fives. So there you have it. There you have it. Kind of sucks. I ain't going to hold you up. It kind of sucks. Well, again, what can you do? Right? Now, are you guys seeing things are getting more expensive on your end when it comes to everything they mentioned? Food, gas, groceries. I'm starting to see, like, restaurants, because I eat out a lot. So for me, going to restaurants, I'm starting to see, like, damn, this feels more expensive than it normally does. But now, I just got an air fryer, so I'm going to start cooking more, especially for my meal preps. So the grocery store, I'm not like a big grocery store. I only get like a few items at the grocery store, maybe my green juices, maybe the Cajun chicken or salmon, something like that. But like, I'm not an avid, like, I'm going to the grocery store unless I need something like supplies or something like that, right? You said make more money, get pre-approved, lower your lifestyle, and let's go to work. Let's do the controllables, family. Yes, Darnell. Darnell, that is the right attitude. Make more money, get pre-approved, lower your lifestyle, and let's get to work. Let's do the controllables. Everybody type controllables in chat. Shout out to Darnell with his encouraging words. Somebody said, you eating out so much is contributing to the inflation, MG, laughing out loud. You know what? You're probably right. You're probably right. I ain't gonna hold you up. I don't cook like that. But now that I got this air fryer, it just seems so much easier to throw a meal in there and you'd be good. And I got the dual pan joint. I could cook two different foods at the same time. Oh, that shit is lovely. It's so much easier. I used that thing for the first time. Put the food on 30 minutes, boom, came out the shower, like my meals were done. I said, this seems like so much easier than using my stove. But yeah, I'm about to not be part of the problem no more, CG, and I'm about to eat at home, especially because I'm trying to lose like 45 more pounds in like 5 months before InvestFest. I have to start eating at home anyway. So I'm not going to be a part of the inflation issues no more. Right. All right. Let's talk about this next thing, right? Blackstone. Let's talk about this real quick. Like I told y'all, this is going to be a quick live today. Let's talk about Blackstone. Blackstone. Let me share my screen. Let's talk about this. This is interesting. Type yes in chat if y'all can see my screen. Type yes in chat if you can see my screen. I think I need to make this a little bit bigger. Pause. I hate these ads all over the place. Like, goodness gracious. All right. So Blackstone agreed to acquire apartment income REIT known as AIR Communities in an all-cash deal for $39.12 a share, according to a statement Monday. That's a 25% premium for the company's share price of $31.35 at the close of trading.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
On April 5th, the asset manager plans to invest more than $400 million to maintain and bolster the company's apartment portfolio. Blackstone Real Estate Partners X, a fund that's raised more than $30 billion, Jesus, will purchase the shares. The AIR Communities acquisition is Blackstone's latest housing bet following its $3.5 billion agreement to take single-family landlord Tricon private earlier this year. The company is stepping its hunt for deals as price fall in commercial property markets. That's the opportunity right there, right? As price falls in commercial property markets, with President John Gray telling investors that the firm believes real estate values are bottoming in the commercial space. AIR Communities represent the highest quality, large-scale apartment portfolio we have ever acquired and is located in markets where multifamily fundamentals are strong. AIR Communities, based in Denver, has a portfolio of 76 apartment communities marketed to high-end renters with concentrated holdings in Miami, Washington, and other large markets. The average household income of the company's tenants was $237,000 in 2023, with average revenue of more than $2,700 per unit. Interesting. The average tenant in this portfolio, their average income is $237,000 a year. This is A-class, A-paper apartments here, boy. The apartment has come under pressure in recent months as owners confront high borrowing costs and fallout valuations. The pricing of those buildings in the past 12 months through March have dropped 8%, according to real estate analytics firm Green Street. The deal is expected to close in the third quarter, according to the statement. The Wall Street Journal early reported the deal. Updates with more details on the deal starting the third quarter, blah, 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 blah. All right. $10 billion. $10 billion. You think Blackstone made a good deal, y'all, based off this article? Type yes or no in chat. But this just goes to show you, Blackstone ain't playing. They are not playing. Like, they are not. They play a 25% premium of the from the company's share price. They paid $39.12 a share versus the $31.35 it closed out on April 5th. They paid a premium for this. They're buying in bulk. Like, what? And they got $30 billion to play with? They betting on housing, man. Look, they put $3.5 billion agreement to take single-family landlord Tricon private earlier this year. Guys, follow the money. Type in chat, follow the money. Follow the money. Look, in the beginning of this episode, we spoke about mortgage rates going higher, CPI data, inflation going higher, but yet we're ending it with Blackstone spending $10 billion. There's a reason and a purpose, ladies and gentlemen. Real estate, you can never go wrong with buying real estate if you buy right. Now, I'm not even going to sit here and hold you up and tell you that I could underwrite a deal of $10 billion. I've never ever in my life attempted to even do a $100 million deal, underwrite a $100 million deal of this scale like this. So I'm damn sure not going to try to underwrite a $10 billion deal. I don't know if this was a good deal or not. And I'm not going to sit here and try to front like I'm some damn expert and I know everything. No, I don't know everything. But I can tell you one thing. Follow the money. If Blackstone is betting on housing, then I'm betting on housing too. That's just how I look at it. I look at the money boss players. What are they doing? Are they buying or are they sitting on the sidelines? Period. Follow the money. So if this doesn't show you guys anything, let this show you that buy real estate and wait. Never wait to buy real estate. Right. Like I said, I don't know if this was a good deal or not. I don't know all the specs. I don't know. If they say it was a good deal and they spent $10 billion on this, hey, it must have hit their numbers that they like. But for me, for mine, what I get from when I see headlines like this is follow the money. Follow the money. It's very simple. We don't have to sit here. This is the beautiful thing about life, ladies and gentlemen. You just got to follow the yellow brick road sometimes. You don't like my cough. I hope you feel better soon. I feel great, actually. I just had, something caught up in my throat. Pause. Family, please read my comments. Okay. Yeah, your comment just distracted me. I'm sorry. So would I buy back Blackstone stocks? Yeah. Why wouldn't I? Now, Joanne Baptiste comments. How are you, Joanne? She said, just pricing everyone else out for complete control. I mean, call it how you want to call it. We all have the same opportunities. We just don't have the same money, but we have the same opportunities. Hey, Miss Betty, should we invest in Blackstone? I'm not telling you to invest in Blackstone or not. I'm telling you, follow the money and look into, if you want to buy their stock, look into it. I'm not the stock guy. I'm not MG the stock guy. I have no clue. Tamara says they're $126 a share right now. I'm not the stock guy. Go speak to Wall Street Trapper, Ian, one of those guys. They can probably give you a better answer than me when it comes to buying their stocks. But REITs, this is a whole REIT community. And for those of you who want to get into real estate and might not have large capital to invest, that is another way for you to get into real estate by investing into REITs. And in an academy, you know what? We're going to do a REIT class. We're going to do a REIT class. Because I think that's important for the academy members to know. Like, okay, what else can we put? How else can we invest in real estate? And playing it in the stock market may not be a bad idea. But also remember, REITs are definitely, definitely slow motion when it comes to your profit. Just keep that in mind. Just investing in Zenith Homes, thinking of multi housing build or a single unit. Darnell says, have I invested overseas in Africa? No, I have not. Grown-up Jamaican says, stop complaining. See how you can be a part of the capitalist game? I'm jumping back in the stock. I don't know who was complaining, but okay. Lakeisha says, would you suggest getting your own home before investment properties? Good question. I think different strokes for different folks. Everybody's situation is different, right? So if you are in a situation where if you're living at home or you got an apartment and it's comfortable, and maybe the area you live in is expensive and it's hard for you to afford to buy in that market, then maybe you and buy investment properties out of state, you get more bang for your buck. But if you are someone who has a need, maybe you have children, you need to be in certain school districts, you need more space, then, you know, I would look at getting your primary residence first. But if you can kill two birds with one stone, if you can get a multifamily and be owner-occupied, you can kind of buy an investment property and have your own home at the same time. So there's many ways to kind of skin the cat, so to speak. Lakeisha, are you in my mortgage academy? Come back to Houston, bro. We miss you. I'll be in Houston soon. I'll be in Dallas in 2 weeks. Shadow says, do I miss Tukes? Do you miss Tukes? Shout out to Tukes. And yeah, I do miss Tukes because doing all that shit is annoying. So I need Tukes or a Tukes back. When buying a primary residence, I would think of it as an investment. If it ain't paying you, it's not truly an investment, though. What would you advise for someone with a 2.5% interest rate? Never refi. Okay, Lakeisha, you need to join. Go to mgmortgageacademy.com. Let me teach you some more stuff. mgmortgageacademy.com. We actually got a call. Join an elite membership. Go to mgmortgageacademy.com. Join an elite membership. We got a call this Friday. MG, can you briefly speak on your construction loan? Did you stay within your margins? I didn't do a construction loan for Garland Gardens. I'm paying for that out-of-pocket cash. I did a regular conventional mortgage. I think I got like a 2.875% on a 30-year fix on that one. And the construction I'm paying out-of-pocket. Would it be worth trying to sell anything right now with the rate so high? Yes, if you got a bunch of equity, there's still demand out there. So you got to look at your numbers and see if the numbers make sense for you to sell. But don't let the interest rate stop you. People are still buying. People are still buying. That's actually a really good question. Very good question. All right, make sure y'all hit that like button. Like, comment, share, subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications. Like, comment, share, subscribe, hit the bell for notifications, and also make sure you subscribe to Rants and Gems on all podcast audio outlets as well. My bad. My text is going off crazy right now. Okay, I answered that one. Daria said, definitely worth the investment to join MG Mortgage Academy. I'm a realtor and get invaluable information from it. Thank you, Queen. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my realtors that's in the academy. Shout out to all of y'all. We definitely be, those Friday calls definitely be amazing. And I'm actually working on, I'm not going to talk about it. Because then if I change my mind, then y'all going to be like, oh, you say you was going to do this. Like, you know what? Let me wait till I make it official. Then I want to announce it. But thank you. Shout out to you. Shout out to Darnell with the super chat. I missed the opportunity to join your mentorship. How can I get in? Or when will it be another one? You can still get into the mentorship. Obviously, when I was offering that steal of a deal, if that deal is over with, gone, you should have jumped on it. But you can still jump on it for a year mentorship. And actually, I'm going to have a call with all my mentees who are a lot of y'all coming up on expiration too. So I'm going to have a call with y'all probably next week. And I'm going to give y'all an offer. But Darnell, DM me and I can get you an invoice to join the consultant mentorship. Yep, the Friday classes are Zoom. And Darnell, thank you for the super chat. Chris says, do you offer construction loans? Absolutely. CG says, the whole your home is not an investment mantra is not true. There's no difference between saving monthly on your mortgage and receiving monthly income from a tenant. What? Okay. There's no difference between saving monthly on your mortgage and receiving monthly income from a tenant. There's a big difference. Like, what are you talking about? One person's paying you, and someone's paying you to live in your house. That's an investment. They're paying you to live in your house. That's an investment. If you buy a single family and there's no one paying you to live there, it's not an investment, technically. Now, I'm not saying buying a primary residence is not a good investment if you buy right and you gain appreciation. Yeah, 100%. Home equity is a great thing, but it's also monopoly money. It's here today, gone tomorrow. So if it's not cash flow, it technically is not an investment. Because you can't count on equity. I came in late. Do you see current house prices falling if someone buys now? No. It's always the right time to buy, but give a lot of low bids. I'm just saying. Yeah, sometimes you just got to know how to buy right so that way you can protect yourself from that. If your home rents for $2,000 but your mortgage is $1,500, that $500 in savings is money that's in your pocket. Yeah, that's called an investment, bro. Or ma'am, like CG, what are we on the same page here, CG? If your home rents, yes, that's what we said. If you rent your house out, it's now an investment property. But if you live in a house and you're paying a mortgage, it's not an investment property. Are we on the same page here, CG? Come on, CG. Step to the front of that class, please. Okay? All right. I think that's all I got. I think that's all I got. We've been on here for like 36 minutes. I'm trying to keep these things low. If you want to apply for a loan, work with me and my team, apply with mg.com. Pre-approvals, refinances, investment properties, primary residence, 21 states, we can help you. Links will be in the description of this video. Join MG Mortgage Academy. Join the Elite Membership. Elite Membership is where you need to be at. It's on flash sale right now until my new website is up and ready to go, which it's about 5 days away from being up and ready. A whole new platform. I'm going to talk about this on a Friday call, too. I got a whole new platform. We're coming off the Mighty Networks application. So I'm putting us in a whole new website, new everything, right? New everything. So stay tuned for that. So while you can join Elite Membership 197, so that way you can participate in those weekly calls. All right? Yep, I've been in the gym. I was in the gym today, and I'm thinking about going to the gym tonight, but my legs are feeling like noodles. So I don't know, okay? I don't know. But definitely going. For the next 15 days, I've got to go every day. I got to go, so I got to shed a lot of this weight. All right, so that's all I got for y'all, man. Love y'all. 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Happy hump day to all. CG, I can't read no more of your comments. I'm sorry. I love you, but I can't right now. I'm done. You're not understanding what I'm saying, so I can't keep going back and forth with you. All right. So, again, download us on all podcast audio outlets, Rants and Gems, tap in with MG the Mortgage Guy over on Instagram. If you want to become a mentee, just DM me. Say you want to learn more about the mentorship consultant program. and I'll respond to you. All right. So that's all I got for y'all today. Thank you for your attention, your time. You could be anywhere in the world, but you decided to spend with me. Waiting on an invoice, says Darnell. I appreciate it. Yeah. Darnell. Let's see. Did you DM me, Darnell? I didn't get it. I don't see your DM, Darnell. But DM me and let's get together, man. Let's get together. All right. Matt Garland here, NMLS number 58700, better known as MG the Mortgage Guy. Peace.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.